All right, man. Then in hip hop, it's a mixtape, right?
It's a street album.
Street album.
That's
street.
What it's labeled.
Okay. Then in hip hop, mixtape review, Bishop Nehruvia. As soon as I put this on, man, you know, he definitely lets you know that he's 15 years old. And just taking that into account, to me, is amazing just based on the fact he's 15. He has a lot of good tracks, definitely good flow. He's a laid-back type of rapper, but my only issue is too much of the same on the project. It's there's nothing that really breaks it up. There's like one or two tracks on there that kind of break up the monotony of the slow flow, the, you know, the New York type of sound. But that's my only gripe on the whole mixtape, is that it just sounds too much the same throughout. But getting away from that, that's just really nitpicking, because this guy has lyrics. He seems like he's way more mature than 15. So I don't know if he's really experienced these things that he's talking about. You know, like when he's talking about the girl getting beat up and, you know, being with a dude like that, yeah. And stuff like
her,
it's like
her ballad.
Yeah, so it's like, dog, you 15?
Maybe,
like,
he's a really good storyteller.
Maybe he is. But like I said, you know, it's nitpicking trying to say like, oh, he's not this or that. You know, he's 15. I'm pretty sure this is one of his first projects. So he has a lot of time to grow and experience and experiment with sounds and stuff like that. But as I'm pretty sure one of his first projects, I definitely fuck with it. But it's not something that I can just put on whenever and then just be like, yeah, like I'm in the mood for this. Like if he comes on the shuffle, like a couple songs here and there, I could bang with it. But like as a complete project, it's just me sitting down and listening to it. I really can't. Like it'll start to bore me, but not because the MC is boring, and not because he can't flow, and not because he can't spit, and nothing like that. It's just the same, and it's like, so it's just a little monotonous. But outside of that, man, Bishop Nehru's dope as fuck, and he's only 15. You know, he was a Dead and Hip Hop approved artist, so you know, you figure we'd throw him some shine.
I liked it. I agree with almost everything Raphael said, but I don't know. I think the second I put it on, I was just like, oh. Pro Era. Sounds like a guy from Pro Era, which is why I can't really agree with your gripe about it being monotonous if you liked Pro Era, because shit, it's no more monotonous than the Pro Era album was. But yeah, he's definitely far more mature than your average 15 or 16 year old. He's rapping like an old head, like an old, bitter old man. But yeah, I mean, and as far as I don't know about that. I feel like Ken would just keep forgetting his lines.
And they just say fuck and
they
walk.
They just say fuck and be like, damn, shit. And just walk off mad.
Shit, that's the end of the track. Skip next. But, now.
I don't know, man. At the first project, I thought this was very, very, very good. I think this dude has a future in hip-hop, definitely. But what I want to know is, what the fuck are they teaching in school in New York?
Right.
Like, what is going on right now? Like, where are these kids coming from? Right. You have him, you have the whole ASAP crew, you have the Pro Era crew. What the fuck is going on in high school?
Right.
Like, these dudes are getting this from somewhere. I think it's amazing that you have these young kids that are coming up that are just rhymers. And with this guy, I think, again, that there were songs like Her Ballad, and then there was the two love songs. I think one was called Y.E.T.
Something.
And Sweet Lips.
Sweet Lips.
Yeah, that was the first time you even really noticed how young he is, because the chorus was so silly. Like, girl, you the cutest to me. Girl, you the cutest to me. I was like, yeah, it's like, oh, that's cute. That's cute. That's cute. Like, anyway, but yeah, no, this is definitely a really good project, and dude can without a doubt. Dude can definitely rhyme. You know, yeah. The line about staples in my back and them kids weren't friends to me. Dude can definitely spit. So, I thumbs up, Bishop Nehru, man.
Yeah, he has a future ahead of him, man. I think a lot of people definitely marvel at his ability at his, you know, at this age of 15, now 16. And I think that was one of the things that kind of threw me off a little bit. You know, I know it's a mixtape, but it's like, you know, he's 15 and he's 16 and he's 15 and we keep going back and forth,
yeah.
You know, but I mean, again, like FIFO, that's a small gripe. The kid is definitely talented, and you know, and I agree with FIFO. I think it's not that the songs get boring. I think it's just their place. So they're placed back to back to back to back. And I think towards the end of the mixtape, when you had the Mathematics join, and then you had the song
like
with
the middle.
Yeah, was it Torn? Well, yeah, he kind of broke it up a little bit. And I would like to hear him do more stuff over the Quell, the song that had Quell Chris on it. I think that's his name. I'm sorry if I get it wrong, but
Q Hampton.
I'm sorry.
Where you get Quell Chris?
Again, like it's,
what the fuck?
Let me say that again.
Maybe.
Let me start.
No, leave that shit.
No, man. I'm
fucking
fuck up the dude's name like that.
I would
definitely like to see him do more stuff along the lines of the track that he had with Q Hampton that I think came right behind it. It was kind of a little bit more aggressive. It had a little bit more tempo to it. And I think if he used that and interspersed it throughout the, you know, his projects, you know, he'll definitely be able to put together a complete project. But the kid is definitely skillful. And, you know, just like Mike said, it's like, what the fuck is going on in New York right now? You know, and I think his timing is perfect. You know, he can come out now where you're starting to hear more and more of this.
Which is probably why it got picked up.
Displaced.
Right now.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, because you got the underachievers, you got the pro-era movement. So like, okay, who is this guy?
I think that's something that these guys, you know, can probably add as they continue to develop as artists, is to be able to experiment with sound, but you know that comes with development. Anyway, back to the project was definitely good. The guy has a bright future ahead of him, and you know I'm really, really curious to see and hear what, you know,
heavy ass on the leaf. What the
fuck was that? I was finna bounce. You saw I was on my toes. I was about to
talk for the sheet tones.
I'm about to go.
But yeah, man, yeah, the project was good, man. He definitely he's good, man. The kid is good. And I want to hear what else he does from now. So, shout out to him.
I'm going to be honest. At first, you know, I'm always doing a process, picking the songs for mixtape. His song wasn't on my list of...
Light Leaks was?
Nope. He wasn't the pick for the final. But then, like I told Ken, you know, after we dropped the mixtape, his song actually grew on me a little bit.
Okay.
And, you know, when I finally heard this project... Yeah, Lightly. Yeah, that song, Lightly, grew on me because I didn't, like I said, it didn't impress me at first. But when I heard it as a whole, as a project, I was like, okay, yeah, this dude is nice, man. You know, only thing I can, not only small grab, I guess, this is like some of the songs didn't sound like good quality.
Mixed and mastered.
Yeah, they didn't sound mixed and mastered.
I said it's
good.
A mixtape, too.
You know, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's a small.
Yeah,
like even a joint with Primo didn't. I'm like the Mathematics joint. I'm like, damn, like your mic don't sound good on that or something. But you know, that's small. Yeah, that's small. Yeah, I give him a pass on that. But overall, man, I like this project. It was really good. I didn't, you know, I like that grimy New York sound. You know, signing MC and the sounding of the production as well. You know, spit over a couple of MF Doom beats, J Dilla beats. They pretty much covered everything I probably was gonna say about this project. You know, I liked it a lot. Just the quality of it didn't sound too good of it, but that's about it. Light Leaks, like I said, my favorite track on there easily is what's that? Finky Minds. I think that's Ghost McGrady.
Yeah,
him and Ghost McGrady. You can tell they got a good little chemistry together, man. As far as MC and producer, so I would like to see him do some stuff on there. What's that? SSS with Split Society Syndrome. That was a good. Now he produced that joint himself. I thought that was a good joint. Yeah, that was a good storytelling joint. But overall, yeah, I like this project, man. It was good. Bishop, do your thing. You grew on me, man. At first, I was like, I thought I wasn't gonna like it, but you know, he grew on me, man. I gave a few listens. I like this project, man. So shout out to him.
So, you know, I agree with these guys, man. You know, I don't know what the hell they're teaching up there in school. It's kind of like the NBA Renaissance. Like, is it gonna be as great as the Golden Era? But these kids, like, hey, I don't know if they can surpass that, but I definitely think that they're on the right track to either be just as good, if not better. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like they're so young, like all of them. They're just so young and they're so talented, and their wordplay. You know, even Beat Selection. You know, all of these guys from New York. I think what I'm most impressed with is, like, automatically they know their lane, and they really are starting to carve out their lane and sounding good inside of their lane. And sometimes for an artist, that's one of the hardest things to do, is figure out how you sound good. And these guys already done it. And I like it, man. Go, you know, go check out Bishop Nehruvia, bumps in my whip.
Yeah, I liked it. I think that dude dude is rhyming again on the level of guys that are double his age, and shit, sometimes better than guys double his age. And I think that if he definitely keeps at this pace and maybe switch up the content a little bit. It was cool that he definitely had the love songs on there and the domestic violence songs, and he did switch up a little bit. But if he adds a little more diversity to his next project, man, I think this guy could definitely be onto something. But yeah, I think it's a solid project. I thoroughly enjoyed it. If the quality, like B said, was a little off, I did for a minute think that maybe it was my download, but it sounds like everybody experienced the same things. But these are minor things that he can easily fix. Or maybe he was even going for that. Maybe he was going for a dirty, grimy,
like Esquire.
Ugly. Yeah, like Esquire sound. So either way, I enjoyed it. If you enjoy Pro Era, I can't see you at least not getting a couple songs of enjoyment out of this. So give it a free download, man. Check it out. You might like it.
It's a good intro to Bishop Nehru. You know, if this is your first time coming across this guy, you know, definitely check him out. You know, he's on to something. His skill is there. I know a lot of you complain that, you know, we keep hearing the same old rap over and over again, and now you're starting to receive music that's different. And this guy is somebody that, for all of you guys that are 19 and younger, you know, or older, get behind him and support these guys. Support all these guys that's making music.
Oh, hold on.
You know, the guy's definitely talented, and I'm looking forward to seeing where he goes from here, growth and development, seeing what type of content, you know, he adds to his repertoire as he moves forward. You know, I would definitely like to hear a little bit more charisma from him. You know,
less repertoire, charisma. You bringing them out today, ain't you?
Uh-huh.
You had the thesaurus sound.
Saying,
custom.
Who you been talking to?
Assholes.
What they teaching at YP?
He don't work all day. He just reads the
cards. Trying to learn some shit. I'm gonna get him this weekend. Watch.
So I ain't gonna let these young whippersnappers up. Like outsmart me.
That's right. I'm about words to... can't hold.
But yeah.
Sorry, B. My bad, B.
But yeah, man. Yeah, the kid's talented. So it's on the site. Go download it. Check it out. Give it a listen. And fuck with it.
Enjoy this project. Good to see a nice young MC. That's, you know, good talented young MC spitting what I like to hear spitting. Grimy New York beats spitting over J Dilla, MF Doom beats. Check it out. Download it. Shout out to Bishop, man. You grown me some, man. So, shout out. I like it. Mm-hmm.